But don't neglect all the things related to Krishna. Otherwise you cannot gain anything. There are other devotees who are not here. They have left. How many? 10? 10? 7? That is why some. If you will neglect tadiya. Tadiya means no? What is that? Any Vaishnava. Tulasi, Ganga, Yamuna, Govardhan, Harikatha. All are tadiya. If you want to develop in bhakti, then you will have to honor all these things. Respect. What are the reasons that so many gurus are now falling down? So many. And so many senior Vaishnavas are giving up chanting, remembering and all these things. Why? Can you tell any reason?
I've heard you speaking about this and you said that.
Who?
Yourself.
Today?
No, another day. Some of the reasons that you've given is that they use excuses to avoid speaking about topics of
Krishna's pastime. Oh, you should all hear. Hey, what are you doing? You should hear. Otherwise, go there. Otherwise, you will not know. Huh? What?
When the other sannyasis come here, you were speaking about they're criticizing you for speaking about topics of Krishna and the gopis and their association with one another. But you took an example from Srila Prabhupada's own literature showing that the pastimes between Krishna and the gopis, the sweet pastimes of Krishna trying to cool Radharani's mind by dressing a sakhi or a gopi and approaching him, and even something such as Srila Prabhupada says Krishna painting dolphins or things on the body of the messages. And Srila Prabhupada says if we don't try to understand this topic through a Mahabhagavat, someone who understands them, someone who is Rasi, and approaching a spiritual master and understanding them in this way, surely if we don't understand these pastimes of Krishna, then we'll fall down.
Very carefully you should hear. There are two kinds of instructors or guru. No? Vaishnava are also in the same way, like to those who tells Harikatha, giving initiation. They preach a prayer. There are two kinds. One is Sarag Bhakta, and another is of Nirag Bhakta. What is Sarag Bhakta or Sarag Guru or Sarag Vaishnava? Rag means attachment, worldly attachments. like money, praise, lust, and so many worldly desires. If an animal has remembered all these slokas, some siddhanta also, reaching everywhere, but he wants money, he has so much attraction for money, attraction for praise, self-praise, also he has some attachment for other worldly desires, lust and all these things. But preaching so much, and he knows some siddhanta also. So those who will hear, for temporary, they may be engaged in Harikatha, or they may take initiation, and they can do so many devotional activities. But it will be temporary, not permanent. Understand? No permanence. But anyone who has no worldly desires at all, chupchap baitho, oh, you should very quietly, patiently. A guru or preacher or instructor who has no desire for money, no self-praise, no worldly desire to have from what, disciples, this is called Nirag Bhakta, Nirag Guru. No? Only that his heart is piteous, piteous meaning he merciful, and to please Krishna and Guru, he teaches all. He gives instructions. No? And initiates. He is called Nirag Bhakta. Here in this slok, Tasmat Gurum Prapadeta Jigyasu Sheya Uttamam Shabde Parechanishnatam Brahmanyupasamasayam. Guru should know all Shastra. No? That he can remove the doubts of disciples. Second, he should be realized in Krishna consciousness, doing so much bhajan himself. No? And having no desire, that Nirag Bhakta, nobody desires. Then, in this slok, one Nirag Bhakta, Nirag Guru has been told, not for Sarag Guru. Understand? His instructions will be permanent. It may be some of them, disciples, due to their weakness, sometimes they may fall, but very rare, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructors of Chota Haridas, Little Haridas, and Kala Krishna Das. there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listening. But yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to give up them. No? You know this history? So sometimes, in rare cases, it may be. But generally, it is not seen in Nirag Bhakta, Nirag Gurudev. So in Shastra, Sadhu Sangha has been told from this Nirag Bhakta, not for Sarag. Sarag Bhakta can imitate that I am Sadhu. He will also mettle that I am bona fide Guru. But not bona fide Guru. Not Nirag Bhakta. So if anyone is lucky to have this association of Nirag Bhakta, Nirag Gurudev, Nirag Vaishnava Sangha, then his devotional activities will be permanent and gradually they will develop. No? And if they will have any question, Gurudev will remove the doubt. And by his life, disciples will learn the Vaishnava etiquette. They will make no offenses. And gradually all kinds of anarth may be removed. And they will not fall. But those who are only doing imitation and not being Nirag Bhakta, Nirag Gurudev, the disciple will fall down. If anyone has been initiated by that Sarag Bhakta or Sarag Gurudev, what will be the of his disciples? That Bhakta will also go down and he will also go down. And we are seeing this thing. So try to be very careful about this. If anyone has done, he has been initiated by a Sarag Bhakta, then he should try to give up that Sarag Bhakta and Guru and to take again a Nirag Guru or Bhakta. If anyone has Guru, but he cannot solve our doubts and he has not perfectly realized Guru, he is not. Then, but he is Madhyam Adhikari, then we should respect him, but we will have to search any Siksha Guru of very high class. Because we have left this world or we are in world practicing Bhakti Yoga. For Bhakti, developing Bhakti and to give up our heart to Krishna. If anyone is not qualified to give this, then what is the use of taking Guru and initiation? So we must try to have a bona fide Nirag Bhakta. And then we should learn all these things and gradually try to develop our Krishna consciousness. If you are with Nirag Bhakta, Nirag Gurudev, fortunately, but you are not following the order and the Riti Niti. What Riti Niti? Then rules and regulations taught by Gurudev. Also you can tell them. only taking initiation is not enough. You will have to do hard labor. What he is telling? He is telling to give up all kinds of offenses. Oh, certainly, from today, I promise that I will give up. Will have not to do the association of that kinds of sadhu. Those who have not left all these things. Sadhu sangha ek asadhu. Istri sangha ek asadhu. Krishna bhakta are. And also grihastha. Anyone should not be more attached to his wife and ladies. Or ladies should not be attached to anyone so much. Even to their husbands, not so much attached, or to wives. Both should try to develop their Krishna consciousness in there. Being in householder life, also, no harm. Like Srivas Pandit, he has son, he has daughters, he has everything. All the gopis like that. But the aim and object of the life will be Krishna bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his life, we see that so many persons wanted that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should give darshan to Pratap Rudra, the king of this place. And he was so bhakta, Vaishnava. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never allowed. Why? Why? Nityananda Prabhu argued that he is Vaishnava. Raramananda also told that king is Vaishnava. No harm if you give darshan to King Pratap Sutra. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied? You remember?
He
told that king may be internally Vaishnava, but his dress, name king, by shape, it is opposite to bhakti. Like, it may be any wooden woman shape, of woman. Understand? A statue of any woman, but naked. What will be that? Seeing, lust can come, bound to come. So king is really good, but his dresses, his moods and other things are like wooden statue, like a snake. If anyone can take the poison of snake, but if anyone will see him like this doing, he will run away quickly. So we should always be very careful. His shape is like Pishai. If you will go to his house, we will be very attached. Oh, very beautiful cot, palanka, very beautiful, all these things, and bhakti will be ruined. So we should try to understand all these things. Why Chota Haridas and Krishnadas were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why they went to Bharthari, you know, Kalakrishnadas, and left this association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why? Because he was not listening thoroughly the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and not following, only he was with him. So those who will live with qualified guru but not following the instructions, then they may also be separated from this sadhu guru. If a man wants so many enjoyments in this world, so many requires, no? He thinks that if I am taking red cloth, if I am taking renounce order, if I am being brahmachari, then I cannot enjoy all these things. No? But Shastra has told that if a person is doing Hari Bhajan or not, and if he dies and comes in the Yoni, of serpent, hog, peach, he will enjoy in this pieces or not? White, very delicious food, and all other things that we enjoy in this shape, will we not enjoy all these things in hog, pigs and dogs? But any difference? No, but more facilities to test all these things in that birth. No? So in this human life, we should try only to develop our Krishna consciousness. Because in any birth, hog, pigs, dogs, and any, in the next, we can test all these things more than human body. So don't go towards enjoying all these things. Try to enjoy Krishna bhakti, Krishna service. Our whole energy should be given in this. Also for ladies, if a human person, male, can be brahmachari, why they cannot be brahmachari? If our whole parampara is like brahmachari, why I cannot be brahmachari? Why not? So try to be very strong. If Hanuman, Bhisham Pitama, Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, and our Guru Parampara, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ji Goswami, all are like this, all brahmacharis bona fide. Or if they were not brahmachari but they left their homes and after that more than brahmachari, renowned soldiers. Those they were not sannyasi but really they were all Hindus. You'll have to limit your mahaprasadam. Not delicious. Someday very little. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take mahaprasadam. Not overeating, not so much tasteful preparation. Anyhow to maintain your life. And try to obey Gurudev. What he wants. I know that bona fide Guru will never tell you to that go and collect. Don't chant and remember and don't read and don't do activity. Only go and make money and give all to me. He will not tell. So, especially I will not tell you money will come or not, no heart. So, you should be like that. I want that you should all be bona fide Vaishnava and qualified Vaishnava. If by fortunate your wife should give up you, oh, you are so lucky. And in this, if a husband has left you, oh, very good. So much thank to Krishna for this. So you should try to do always bhajan. So today is Mahaprasadam. What is time?
Seven and a half.
You can take prasadam. Be careful. If you are taking so Jagannath Prasadam Delhi and Govinda Prasadam in Jaipur, full stomach, so many delicious things, oh, they will not save you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown us that all delicious prasad is used to give to others, distribute, and only lapra. He used to take. Lapra means? So you should try to do, follow all this. Always engaging your mind and heart and all senses in Krishna consciousness. Gaur Pramanand. I think when you will be in Navadvip, I may tell Harikatha in Bengali, but Ramchandra is coming and there are so many English knowing.
Ramchandra doesn't know Bengali.
Uma Didi. Anyone may come who can speak in English. Sometimes Namin may help if he will be. You know English? Bengali? What?
We were wondering if we could ask Srila Bhavan Maharaj, he would give us one class.
What?
Srila Bhavan Maharaj, maybe he could speak to us in English one class.
He may give? It may be some hot, so be careful, don't be sick. And also, there are so much mosquitoes. If they will bite, you will be sick, malaria, and it will be very hard to get rid of that. So, you should try to take one mosquito net and daily use. And also one thing, there are so many thieves and coyotes, especially at that time they will come from various parts of India. And they will sometimes will be very friend of you, and they can take everything you from you. So don't try to you should allow anyone to be friend you. Don't make friends. You are friend enough yourself. And in passport and all should be given to us, to Namin Prabhu, through Brijnath Prabhu. He will maintain record and again may return. And thus you should be very careful. Anything more? I will try to make.
Like
last year? Mm-hmm. But you should come at a time. Not one coming, then he coming, then she coming. We will not arrange like this.
Like there will. And
at a time.
At the same time.
9 o'clock, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
All should come at a time and take prasad.
Some come 9, some 2,
also there are some pickpockets. If anyone have anything, they will take it. So we will not be responsible for that. So you can give all these things.
If we go on parikram also, sometimes begging, you know, they're taking your watch, anything that.
Yes. If you are not coming in time to take prasadam, you can lose the time. No prasadam.